From the formless mass of internet confusion arose the question, is black metal religious, or at the very least, can it escape religion? The answer comes to me instantly. Black metal wishes to replace our hollow, plastic, empty, and masturbatory religions with a religion of nature, of Darwin, of eternity, of the cosmos. We aspire to something more than a human order. We aspire to an order where all parts of the universe make sense with all other parts. This requires that we sacrifice human pretensions and the belief in universal brotherhood, love, and the equality of all people. But most stand in the way with their personal drama and their fears. Quivering, they seek to avoid changing their thinking, and therefore, they insist you join them in their dysfunction, or they will feel alone as they sacrifice themselves. In fact, what should happen is that they should be beheaded. 90% of humanity needs to die. We have almost 9 billion people on planet Earth. They have miscounted, and most of them are both stupid and self-centered. If they get exterminated, humanity rises to greater heights than ever before. But we cannot do it with them. They must be euthanized. This is the message of black metal. Humanity is an unpruned hedge. It has grown out of control and chaotic. It is strangling itself. We need to look toward function. Those who add value can stay. The rest must go into eternal nothingness because they are worthless. We are kicking off our show tonight with Graveland, enlightened by the wisdom of runes, followed by Amorphophallus Titanum, a new entry from Texas, with Fascinus in Extremis, then Cyanide from Live at Reggie's in 2017, Scourging at the Pillar, followed by Kayak, something in Dutch, followed by that Condemner, Frenzied Destruction of the Carnal, then Death Siege with Poisonous Worlds, and Desecrezi with Shroud of Mist.
Yeah.
that was sonically offensive. It started with Diabolus, Angel of Darkness, then Consecration, Descent into Derangement. It's a song about commuting. And Doomraiser, The Great Void. Then Infamous with Tempesta 2. And Drawn and Quartered with Carnage Atrocity. Subversion Trigger followed with Up for the Downfall and Grandeur with Cathedra. Then Samath Live with Godless and Remains from Mexico with Where They Live. Rounded out with Solitudo, Hegemonicon 2. Thank you for listening to KCUF Radio. We appreciate your attention. We hope you will spread these bands further. This is a war for quality over quantity, for reality over pretense, for sanity over imbalance. You are not a non-combatant. With that in mind, we wish you the best of luck. Good night.
Shoot to kill! Kill a man! Mufasa! Attention! Oatabu was never a coward. And every time we sing about Oatabu, we know that we are singing about a determined, fearless fighter of our Reborn Chief. And there is no one who's going to tell us how we should salute Tambo or praise Tambo or remember Tambo. In song, as we see, we are saluting the generation that ushered us in into democratic dispensation. Whether we are happy, whether we are angry, we sing. And people should never say we sing because we want to intimidate the white or we want to kill them. We sing the songs Oatambo sang at that time. The songs that kept him going. The songs that kept the forces together to fight and conquer the apartheid regime. It is these songs that kept the MK soldiers in exile. Kept them together to a point where democracy and freedom was delivered. It is these songs that Solomon Mahlangu was killed for singing, furthering the aims of the ANC at that time, meant including singing the ANC songs. People were killed for singing this song.
Bye.